From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman. We're playing this week with Kiri O'Connor, Charlie Pierce, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Korva. Thank you, everybody. You are very kind. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matt from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Matt, how are things in Lexington?
Very nice. Hot today,
Oh, okay. It's so pretty there.
That's right.
That's horse country, is it not?
That's right.
So are you into horses? Do you ride the
horses? No, I'm actually an environmental health and safety consultant.
Really? So cleaning up after the horses?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks.
You are going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Korva, what is Matt's topic?
Oh, well, back to the drawing board.
Architects are under constant pressure to create new forms, to make no small plans, to make it new. But sometimes that Louis Sullivan-like desire to push the envelope leaves us with, well, busted envelopes. This week we heard about a brand new building that presents a brand new problem for its occupants and users. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about designs with unintended features. Choose that real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let us hear from Kiri O'Connor.
Sometimes even the highest good isn't all that great. The Grand Canyon Skywalk, the semicircular glass-bottomed walkway that juts out over the West Rim, is supposed to be a tourist boon for the Hualapai Indian tribe. But it's really a god boomlet. Apparently, the heady combo of nauseating vertigo and refracted light from the glass is making dozens of tourists see God, or someone very like him or her, and then not leave. Yoga enthusiasts and glossolalists and swaying monks and Tony Soprano wannabes are camping out on the walkway and performing services and chanting. It's a problem. The tribe is working on crowd control. You can see God, said tribe spokesman Jay Gould, but you have to go home, too.
Unexpected crowds as people stare at what they think is God, an aftereffect of the design of the Grand Canyon viewing platform. Your next story of form following dysfunction comes from Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Peter, things are looking up at the new Hearst Tower in New York. This is not necessarily a good thing. It seems that Norman Thomas's exquisite glass escalators cause some unseemly gaping from below when traversed by female employees from trendy fashion magazines who happen to be wearing trendy miniskirts. Some editors have gone so far as to caution, well, caution on the part of the women in their employ. I'm not sure it's much of a problem, scoffed Marie Claire editor Joanna Coles, considering the fact that I can probably count the number of straight men who work in this building on one hand. Now, I work for Esquire, Peter, which is also located in this building.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell this woman's talking about.
Okay. You just want to make that clear.
But I did stop wearing my micro minis.
I think the world thanks you, Charlie. All right. The glass escalator, which allows unintended view. Your last story of an architectural faux pas comes from Mo Rocca.
When baby Jessica was rescued from the bottom of a well in 1987, the town of Midland, Texas, gave thanks. Last year, Midland became the site of the Baby Jessica Hope Pool, a small circular pool filled to the brim with water where visitors toss coins and say a prayer for a loved one in need. But with rainfall at record lows, the water has been drained, and the 18-foot-deep hole has been reconceived as the Baby Jessica Wishing Well. But all is not well. Two teenage brothers both fell in reaching for spare change. Reno native Franny Abramowitz fell in reaching for her daughter. Her daughter had heroically leapt in, trying to save the two teenage boys. The embattled mayor of Midland jumped in a show of support for his town and his wife, who also fell in. The recovery effort is in full swing. Quote, it can't get any worse, said Councilwoman Beverly Perfluffle. The hole's filled with people.
Let us review your choices. From Kiri O'Connor, a story of how that new glass viewing platform at the Grand Canyon through optical effects is creating visions of God, which are forcing people or causing people to never leave. From Charlie Pierce, how the glass lobby, particularly the stairways and escalators in the Hearst Building in New York, allow people to, well, get views of things that other people like to keep private. Or from Mo Rocca, a story of how a fountain to honor baby Jessica has become a strange recapitulation of her drama Which of these is the real story of a design flaw in the news?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I think I'll have to eliminate the Darwin Award one there.
Which one?
Number three. I'll let that one go.
You're not going to go. You're going to go for really the Baby Jessica. Baby Jessica. All right.
The only one I actually heard of is probably the overlook on the Grand Canyon, so I guess I'll have to go with that one.
You're going to go with Curious Story then of the Grand Canyon overlook causing religious visions amongst crowds of tourists.
Yep.
All right. Now, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to an expert on architecture going wrong. His name is Patrick Loughran. Here he is.
In architecture, there's this vogue where we're trying to have the architecture go away, and glass is a great material that we can use for that because of its transparency. Now, in some cases, we get caught.
That was Patrick Loughran. He's the author of Falling Glass, Problems and Solutions in Contemporary Architecture, and an architect at Getch Partners in Chicago. He was, of course, explaining why the escalators got made of glass at the Hearst Building in New York, and why then you can see up the skirts of women going up and down it. So I'm sorry, as you now know, it was in fact Charlie who had the right answer. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Kiri for her rather spiritual, if
thank
untrue.
Thank you so much for believing in me.
I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for playing our game.
All right,
bye-bye.